Everything that rocks.
Here we go.
Good morning. 6:43, Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
Good morning.
How you doing? Hey, remember the old Mario movie from 93?
Yeah.
The live action movie.
Got John Leguizamo and that other guy.
Yeah, I watched it the other day. Actually, the day I was sick on Monday. And, dude, it's pretty good. It's a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched it back in the day, but, you know, it's been so long. And I'm like, ah, it's going to be one of those cheesy 90, you know. But, dude, honestly, it's not a bad movie.
No. I mean, again, you're not getting an Oscar for Best Picture with that one, but it'll pass an hour and a half,
but
no problem.
But there's something about those movies from the 90s, man, that are just different than they are now.
Yeah.
Like, there was, like, a stripping scene in that movie. I'm like, dude, this is Super Mario Bros.
Fantastic.
But that's what it was in the 90s.
Yeah.
You could have boobies in a PG movie. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. It was a simpler time. It's a simpler time. It
really was,
with
dude.
More boobies in children's movies. That's what it was. That's what it was. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Good stuff. Good way to put it, I guess.
I'm going to have to go watch that scene after that because I don't remember that for the extended cut. But anyway, we got to keep things moving here. It's time for Rock News and Rock History.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. And don't forget, you can get over there, pick up your free WIRX Baby Rocker on Board window sticker, and tell them thanks for being a part of the Screaming Yellow Summer. AIR, yeah. They got you covered, man. Mm-hmm. Well, what's the holdup with the reissue of Pink Floyd's Animals? Guitarist David Gilmour did an interview with Rolling Stone before the recent comments from Roger Waters. That interview has now been published, and it confirms what Waters was griping about, liner notes. Gilmour says, quote, "Someone has tried to force some liner notes on it that I haven't approved, and someone is digging his heels and not allowing it to be released." The original album did not contain liner notes, and Gilmour adds, quote, "I didn't approve them. And Waters is getting a bit irritable. You know how he is, poor boy." So, seems that there's some rift between the two. Gilmour goes on to say that it's pretty unlikely that the tension between the two will lessen. He said, quote, "There's a lot of misinformation, and I'm not keen on constantly responding to every bit of untruth that I hear about myself and what I'm doing." Though Waters has thrown in the towel and agreed to let the album be released, he plans to write about it in a memoir he's working on. Still no word on when Animals' reissue will be out, though.
It just kind of goes back to what we were talking about, I think, yesterday. It's like, you know what? You can make something, comes from your brain, but, dude, you don't own it. You don't own any of it anymore.
No.
You have no say in anything anymore. Like, you know what? At that point, just throw your hands up. Be like, all right, you're not getting any content then.
Do what you want. I don't care, I guess. Yeah.
Dude, it's so sad that you really don't own anything anymore that you come up with. It's trash.
Well, hey, you're right in line with Rodgers and Gilmour. You really are. You really are with Waters and Gilmour. But so we'll see what happens with Pink Floyd and the Animals reissue if we ever get it. But that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, June 10th, 1975, the Eagles released One of These Nights, amazing nice. Album, and some awesome album cover artwork. It's got the like the buffalo skull on it with like the feathers and the wings, and it's a cool design. It's a cool design. Mm-hmm. But there you go. That's what happened on this day in your rock history and your rock news. Brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.